This is Hawks Basketball from SFMSports.net.
Welcome to the postgame show as the Hawks wrap up this one 78-59 over USC Upstate. Joined now by the head coach of the victorious side, head coach Fred Batchelor. Congratulations on the win, coach.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
First win of the season. Must feel pretty good.
Yeah, it is. I mean, this team is, you know, last three times we've played this team, you know, we've come up short. So this was a good one for us. We're happy that we were able to get a win against a really, really well-coached, good team. They came in here coming out of Norfolk Friday night where they beat them. They had a 20-point win in Norfolk, and we just knew they were a real talented team. I thought in the first half we struggled defending them, but I thought we played well enough throughout the 40 minutes to get a decisive victory.
We saw a number of different players pop into this one, but CeCe Byram comes in, gets 24 points. After the injury to Mariah McCoy on Friday, what were you thinking coming into this matchup?
Well, you know, I know we have so many kids that can match up. First of all, Mariah, you know, it's a huge loss. I feel so bad for the kid. You know, he's going to be a loss for us all year long without having her. She's really one of our best three-point shooters, and she was turning into a really good defender. She was doing a great job the other night on their shooter. So I was really disappointed for her to watch what she's going to have to go through, and hopefully it's not as bad as it may seem, and she can get back sooner than later. But, you know, we have to prepare for the worst, expect the best, and hopefully we can get her back on the floor. But I thought the other kids stepped up, which I knew we were capable of doing.
CeCe Byram picks up 24 points. She's 9 of 12 from the field. And then you had Alexis Hicks, who came out 13 points and 3 of 5 from three-point range. Talk about seemed like shooting, especially in the first quarter against Georgetown, was a little bit of a struggle. Couldn't quite find the consistency. This one, that didn't really seem to be as much of a problem.
Well, you know, it's a little different when you're shooting over 5'8", as opposed to 6'2", 6'3", and I thought that we did knock down some open shots. We got into a little tempo. I thought they played really good first half defense, particularly in the first quarter, but I thought we were able to kind of get into a rhythm. And then the play that we've been getting from Moy when we need a basket most, being able to put the ball in her hands and the decisions that she makes, whether she shoots it or makes the pass, has really made the difference, I think, in our whole offense.
Yeah, Moy finishing with 10 points and 6 rebounds. Taylor Thompson coming in as well at different points. Saw a lot of her at points tonight. She was picked up 8 rebounds, and your team in general seemed to rebound a lot better today as well than they did against Georgetown. Talk a little bit about your work on the glass.
Well, I thought, you know, Georgetown is the number one offensive rebound team in the Big East, and we held our own with them. I thought the difference was today and night, you know, 34 was a great rebounder. Georgetown has 4 of them, and they only have 1, you know, and that's the difference. And I thought our girls, Taylor Thompson came in and Terriana Kelly, and I thought they closed out the game with the post play very, very well. They didn't get beat off the dribble, and they fought inside, and they rebounded the basketball. We really limited them to 1 shot. So I thought that was a big job that they did coming off the bench and having that type of impact with rebounding the ball.
Team also seemed to be stronger at the free throw stripe as well. The free throws seemed to go very well for the whole team. Talk about what's the mentality of your players if they have a bad game from the free throw stripe, or maybe not as good as they're hoping for. They come out and they shoot well the next game.
Well, we thought the difference in the game against Georgetown was our free throw shooting. Everything else statistically, you know, it was a pretty good match, but it was the free throws that we left on the floor that didn't allow us to make that game, you know, a 2-point game with 4 minutes to go. It's a big difference when you're making free throws and you're not down 2 and maybe you're up 4 at the 4-minute mark based on you shooting, knocking down a couple free throws. So I thought our girls responded really well. I really challenged them yesterday at practice in regard to their free throws. So, you know, I'm really pleased that they were able to come through. Their focus and concentration was huge, you know, at the free throw line today and shoot around. And I don't know if this is going to be a thing that we do from here on out. It probably will because we shot the ball so well. But for every time they made 2 free throws when we were shooting in 2 groups, they screamed, "Get down." And the coaching staff had to get down and do push-ups for every all the free throws they made. So we're not only encouraging them to knock down free throws, but we're also getting in shape.
I expect you very much hope to be pretty well in shape by the end of the season then.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope I can fit my shirts. That's how well we're shooting the basketball from the free throw line, because I think that's the difference in the game, being able to knock down free throws.
Early in the season, but you do get a home win before you head out on a 2-game road trip. How good does it feel to get that home win, knowing that it's a long season, but now you're going to head out on the road for the next 2 games?
I thought it was big. It was really, really important for us to get this win today. We did not want to get on that plane going to Boston 0-2. You don't want to go on the road. You got a great opportunity having two. I don't remember the last time we opened up at home with two home games and having an opportunity to win both those games. So we didn't want to lose that opportunity and go on the road 0-2 and going to Boston, and then we got to go to Cincinnati before we come back home. So this was huge for us. I think we'll go down feeling much better about ourselves and hopefully learning how to play on the road and getting a win there as well.
Well, Coach, thank you for joining us, and congratulations on the win. Good luck on the road.
Thank you.
That is head coach Fred Batchelor of the UMES women's basketball team after they are victorious in this matchup. Final score of 78-59. We'll take a break and be back with you in just a moment. Don't go anywhere. This is Hawks Basketball from SFMSports.net.